As we end, are there any questions before we close?
Thank you.
Any questions about the mysteries of the universe or anything?
I guess I'm triggering off a comment you made in one of the books about it was your experience with the guy standing next to the bed. And after you laughed at him, I believe you had this baptism of fire.
Yeah.
What is the baptism of fire in from your perspective?
Good question.
And is that, how does that fit in? Because in the Mormon realm, that's related to a remission of sins. It's related to, as you look at the apostles, it was a granting of power. Where does that fit into the overall scheme of things?
Normally, the baptism of fire, like in the church, is when you receive the Holy Ghost. Then, of course, there's different degrees of it. Sometimes in the church, people associate it with forgiveness of sins, where they've had some, felt the voice of God speak to them or whatever. But when the door of the soul is open and you become a disciple, you become a person dedicated to following the will of God, then there will come a time when a decision has to be made. Okay? You've decided to follow, or you're on the cusp of the decision, and you're seeking to know the right path to follow. Okay? In that case, you will have a fire come down out of heaven, so to speak, and engulf you, and consummate, give you a sure witness that the direction that you're going is correct. And this will happen not just once, but ever so often to the disciple. So that he will know for sure, because there are certain times it is important for the seeker to know for sure that he's on the right path. It's 100% important to know. And I've had this happen several times in my life, and it's been really handy because it told me that I was on the right path. I was, just before I was excommunicated, it happened to me, and I knew for sure that I was on the right path, even though everybody told me I may be a son of perdition. You know? And so right after we saw Bruce R. McConkie and Marky Peterson, and we went out behind the church building, and we figured, I said to Curtis, you know, it says in scriptures to dust your feet off on them if they reject the message. So we did it, and a fire came down and engulfed both of us. We both fell at the same time. Too bad he's not here to verify that. But it gave us a sure witness that we had done the right thing in going to these two brethren. And there are certain things, certain times that you need a sure witness. And when I talked to Curtis about reincarnation, he prayed about it for 3 days, and one time when he was praying, he had the fire come down, give him a sure witness, because it was really important for him to find out for sure. He was really wondering about it, and he found out for sure. But to find out for sure, you have to be completely open, open the door of the soul, and be open to the witness. And then when the witness comes, it will be like a fire. And that's the true baptism of fire, you know. And has anyone had that experience here before? What we might call about? Okay, when did you have it?
20 years old, almost 20 years old. It was, and I didn't figure out what it was until many years later.
Yeah.
But it was a life changing experience. It was.
Yeah, it will change your life. All right.
So,
can you want to give us any details, or was it private?
I guess I could tell you a little about it. I was a sophomore in high school. I'm in college at BYU. Mm-hmm. I had the full intention of marrying my sweetheart and going off and doing something normal, mm-hmm. material, and I was under a tremendous amount of pressure. Psychologically, I guess, and I one night just got down on my knees and I prayed to God, please help me understand what is being weighed upon me. And I was there for a while, and I think I did just as you said. I just said, I'm just tell me what I'm supposed to, what is this that I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
And I heard a voice that said, go on a mission. Mm-hmm. And then the most incredible experience I've ever had, where I was
Full of fire?
Full of fire. I felt like I wasn't even touching the ground, and it lasted for a long time.
So you went on a mission instead of getting married then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
well, maybe your soul felt that that was the wrong gal to marry for number one, and felt that you would learn.
I'm still married to her.
Oh, you did wind up marrying her when you come back?
Well, she left on a mission before I got back, so I had to wait for her.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Okay.
But yes, I'm.
So anyway, that was the right thing for you to do at that time. That's for sure.
There were a lot of experiences I gained on that.
Yeah.
Mission that I would not.
Yeah, even though I got excommunicated, and I think the church is wrong in a lot of ways, my mission was a very valuable experience. Wouldn't trade it. And.
But I guess what I'm searching for is to regain that feeling again, because it was so.
Have you had it
ago.
Since?
I have not had it since.
Okay.
And I really want that again, because there's nothing that compares to it.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, I've had it several times, and the great part about that baptism of fire is it removes all doubt about the direction you're taking. It's nice when it does happen. And one of the things I've had it with is in the creation of the molecule. You know, I know beyond any doubt it's something that I'm supposed to do. That's why I never give up. That it's important, and I will continue working on it for the rest of my life. Okay, yeah.
So if you've had an experience where life had come down to you, and you felt maybe like you were floating, and I've talked about that before, mm-hmm. but I wasn't really asking any question. I was just saying the song, and I was just saying that.
Oh yeah, I remember you.
That phrase, you know, that you have revealed to us your protective universal light, and I just was concentrating on that and just saying it over and over in my mind. And then I had that light experience. Is that something different, probably?
Well, it may not be. Did you feel like your whole body was full of fire almost?
Yeah, and like yeah. I was not on my bed. I was levitating above it.
Did it seem to give you a direction? Like confirm the direction you're going?
Yeah, it did. It did for a while, and I felt different for about 3 days afterwards.
Right. When you have the baptism of fire, you feel elevated for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting.
But it's never happened to me again.
Right. A lot of people, it only happens once in a lifetime, sometimes several times in a lifetime. But most people have never really had it before. Now, Susie also has told me about an experience she had that sounds a lot like this, too. And that's why I have a lot of faith that she'll be headed the right direction no matter what she does. But, yeah.
I have a question.
Let me get the other.
Bye, Jason. All right, good to see you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
All right, I have the. I haven't had this total burning, but I have had some interesting experiences. One was in the temple, and I got an answer, you know, to a prayer, and I felt like when I was walking out, I wasn't touching the ground. And it was really quite an incredible experience. And so when I was doing some nonprofit work, I had these experiences where I would be laying there, and my body would feel like it had been plugged into a light socket, and I was just vibrating. In fact, once I was actually in California, and I couldn't get up to get my airplane. I missed an airplane. But it's a very, very warm, wonderful feeling. But I feel like something is changing my body, like my vibration level is being raised or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, could you explain that to me?
No, it didn't feel like a fire, but just felt like a heightened vibration?
Yeah, I just felt like I'd been plugged into a light socket. My whole body was just vibrating through my whole system.
You move the physical body, you have to be still.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I could get out of bed.
Was this like a confirmation of a direction or just something that happened out of the blue then?
It wasn't a confirmation. It just seemed like something in my DNA was changing. It's just it's like I was being quickened or something. That's the best.
Well, you know, that's probably your energy pedals unfolding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you explain that?
Well, were you here when we talked about the unfolding of the centers?
No.
Yeah, your centers have different energy pedals on them. And your heart, for instance, has 12, 6 related to love, 6 related to wisdom. And when they unfold, it releases energy into the body. And we have to adjust to it. Did you feel like you had to make an adjustment over a period of time after this?
I just felt like it was vibrating at a higher level. It was really a good feeling. I loved it.
Yeah. If you were really accepting of it, then you probably, and if you didn't resist it, then you probably handled it pretty good. But it sounds like you had new energy released. In a lifetime, we usually have one or two new energies released that we have to handle. And if we handle it well, our health will be good. And if we resist it, then we'll often have ill health. It's one of the causes of ill health.
Now,
if
I think
you're healthy in your 70s,
yeah.
You've handled it, I'm sure, quite well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's happened to me about 3 or 4 times over the last 2 years.
Has it? Okay, if it keeps coming back like that, it feels more like an energy rather than a fire that's related to your centers or releasing new energies. And it's new energies that you need to understand and master and accept. You know, like, for instance, if you release an energy pedal in your heart focused on spiritual love, then you need to understand spiritual love with a higher degree than you understood it in the past, and you'll sense that, you know. And so it's related to one of the petals, which want to be hard to say, but you'll need to go back and contemplate what was new in your consciousness because of this, and then try to understand it.
It was when I was changing my thought patterns and
oh, were you?
Limitations, you know, the Mormon box, as I call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely related to your energy pedals. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any?
You talked about soul contact yesterday, and as we were just discussing this, would you just say a little bit about the soul infusion process?
Or does infusion?
That, yes.
What do you mean by infusion?
It's an ongoing process where the soul, over several lifetimes, starts to infuse into the astral mental bodies and change the matter.
So the person
there
becomes soul infused.
Right, there's a soul infused, which is what Christ was, basically, what Jesus was.
Right. Well, yeah, this happens over a long period of time to get completely soul infused. The fact that